to Ukrainian refugees. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Some U.S. politicians have visited Poland to try to get a better understanding of what types of aid Ukraine needs.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy paid a visit to Poland, and during a sit-down, I asked Leader McCarthy if Russia is committing genocide in Ukraine. He told me yes, and that the damage that Russia has done in places like Bucha is not something anyone can ever forget. Meanwhile, House Foreign Relations Ranking Member Michael McCaul spoke with me exclusively about his discussions with Polish leaders here. He told me the narrative he believes has changed amongst world leaders who now believe Ukraine can absolutely win this war if Ukraine is able to get the weapons that it needs.
Fox's Aisha Hazni. And President Biden is not planning to change his schedule, despite an uptick in COVID cases in D.C. and in his administration.
Several lawmakers and officials announced positive tests last week, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who had visited the White House a day earlier.
Like anyone else, the president may at some point test positive for COVID.
But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden is fully vaccinated and received a second booster shot. White House doctors have not recommended changes to his schedule. President is scheduled to visit North Carolina later this week.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Meanwhile, police in Iowa are continuing to investigate an early Sunday morning nightclub shooting that left two people dead and several others hurt.
Cedar Rapids Police Chief Wayne German didn't go into what led to the shooting, but based on the investigation, they have concluded
that there was more than one shooter.
Chief German added the shooting at the Taboo nightclub appeared to be targeted and was limited to the building. Chief German says the shooters likely escaped as people hurried to exit, but he believes at this time the general public is not in any danger.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Gas prices have come down over the last couple of weeks. The average U.S. price of a gallon of regular grade gasoline dropped to $4.27 per gallon.
There was a 10-cent drop in the past 2 weeks, and it's a 16-cent drop over the past month.
Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey, gas prices are still $1.32 higher per gallon on average than a year ago. Nationwide, the highest average price for regular grade gas was in Los Angeles at $5.85 per gallon. Meanwhile, the Biden administration could soon lift an order enacted by former President Trump that denies migrants the chance to claim asylum because of public health concerns.
DHS expects a record number of migrants to cross the southern border this summer when the Trump-era public health measure is repealed next month. Border Patrol arrests reached an all-time high last year. Since Title 42 was put in place 2 years ago during the Trump administration, 1.7 million migrants have been turned away, according to DHS. Moderate Senate Democrats co-sponsored a bill to delay lifting the measure for 2 months while asking the White House to submit a plan to deal with the expected record-setting border surge. It's been over a year since Vice President Kamala Harris was named point person on immigration policy. She has visited the border once since taking on that role. Joe Biden has not been to the border as president.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. And Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins was killed on Saturday as he attempted to cross a Florida highway.
The quarterback was in South Florida to train with some of his teammates. A Pittsburgh news station reports that Haskins was on his way to the airport to return to Pittsburgh when the fatal collision happened. I've been reaching out to Florida authorities for confirmation on this and any possible new details. I'm waiting to hear back. Florida Highway Patrol says Haskins was walking on Interstate 595 in Fort Lauderdale for unknown reasons. citizens around 6:37 a.m. yesterday morning when he tried to cross the highway and was hit by a dump truck. Authorities say this is a traffic homicide investigation. Haskins was pronounced dead at the scene.
Fox's Christina Coleman. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.